Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. I heard a good story from my friend, and while I haven't been able to source it, it has such truth to it that I want to use it anyway. When Muppet creator Jim Henson died in 1990, his wife Jane was asked to relate a memorable moment about him. She told a story about a family trip to Italy and a visit to the Sistine Chapel. As they all looked at Michelangelo's work, Henson said to his assembled clan, "Only a hack would have had the finger's touch." I've just finished reading 85 15-minute plays for a New York festival, and in so many of them, so many of them, the finger's touch. Playwrights seem uninformed about the fact that what is called the power of theater resides in the space between the fingers, in the space between bodies, in the rests between words, and the arc of a gesture starting here and ending there, in the not saying of something, in the not choosing the obvious path. Too many of the writers instead elect not only to have the fingers touch, but jam into each other, causing the aesthetic injuries that come from too much noise and not enough mystery, too much on the nose and not enough suggestion. All intriguing things in human life come from the tension created by the almost touching, the not quite said, the what is that really is not. Year after year, when I read these scripts, the writers continually make the mistake that what is important is their words. The words are just the launchpad for the real drama being all the things that words can cause, yet are not in the words themselves, but in only the throats and sinews of the actors moving through theater space. I wish these rights would be more out of touch. That's how the spark will learn to jump between, and in jumping, shed energy all over the place, even enough to start new worlds. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!